Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. He's in St. Louis at the United Soybean Board and American Soybean Association meetings. Iowa Soybean Association President and area farmer Bill Shipley of Nottoway joins us here today. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. Are you learning lots down there in St. Louis?
Yes, I am. It's a very interesting meeting covering a whole myriad of topics.
Is it more education or more, I don't know if I want to call it lobbying necessarily, but kind of getting organized?
Well, the difference between the two organizations, the USB, which is the United Soybean Board, is checkoff dollars from all the farmers from when they sell their soybeans. That money is used for research, trade, and those kind of things to help the farmers. Bottom line, ASA is the American Soybean Association, which I would say is more of the political side, because checkoff money cannot be used for any politicking, lobbying, or anything for like the Farm Bill or such. So that's why there's the ASA and the USB.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you're talking about a lot of these key issues, because so many of them just kind of keep coming up day after day after day. We hear constantly things about NAFTA and other trade agreements. Soybean producers are always very interested in those topics that keep coming up.
Oh, it is. It is. The NAFTA, I think everybody realizes there needs to be a few tweaks, but we do not want to do away with NAFTA. It's... We do too much business with Mexico and Canada, both ways. It goes both ways. We get things from them and they get things from us that we just cannot, in my opinion, just say we're done with NAFTA. Because any product that they're getting from us, well, they can get it other places. So we do not want to, we do no harm is, I guess, the theme of NAFTA.
Are there certain areas or certain parts of NAFTA you think could be tweaked to help benefit farmers a bit more?
Farming, no. I don't. Agriculture, it's been very good for agriculture, but I know there are some other areas that I'm not an expert in by any means, manufacturing and those type of issues.
So it goes obviously further than just the producers here locally.
Oh, yes. It's a nationwide. It was mentioned this morning that NAFTA touches, 46 states out of the 48, lower 48, that it does, it affects every one of those. So it's a big deal. It's really a big deal that we need to keep that trade open with those, with Canada and Mexico.
You bet. I have to ask, Bill, as president of the Iowa Soybean Association, do you get an opportunity to hear back from a lot of producers, and what types of things are they asking you about?
Yes, I do. They ask me about everything from trade to research, what is going on, what we're doing. Of course, dicamba is a big issue right now. Monsanto representatives spoke to us this morning, how the label's going to change some. We're waiting to see more what the science tells us when we get all the data from what has happened this year. We're trying to remain neutral on the subject of dicamba. But there's other issues that come up. They ask about trade with China or the Philippines or Indonesia. Southeast Asia is just a huge market for soybeans.
Yeah, and it seems like all of those things are so far away that how can we have any impact on things like that? But every single producer can have a bit of an impact.
Oh, they can. They can. When I first started meeting trade teams coming to our country, and now I have been over there, they really want to talk to the farmers. They could care less about talking to staff and other people. Even we need those staff, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that they like to talk to the farmer who's producing the product, how they're producing it, and if they're doing it in a sustainable manner. The United States, we are very sustainable compared to some other countries on how they are raising soybeans.
And, of course, we have to meet some of their standards, too. We've seen that happen in some of the other industries, too.
Oh, yes, yes. And we want to meet those standards. We ask them what they want. You know, it's a two-way street. We want to do business with them, and they do business with us.
You bet. Well, I know we'd always like prices to be a little bit higher, just coming off what I think is a pretty successful harvest season. We're not seeing those big prices like we had, but they've been, you know, kind of holding fairly steady anyway. Harvest seemed to be pretty good this year.
It was. For the most part, talking to people around the country, most people had a very good harvest. There's those few pockets where it was pretty tough, I don't wish that off on anybody. It's a lot more fun, no matter what the price, to combine a good crop.
Yeah, we had some areas of the state that were a little bit drier, a few that were a little bit wetter. Not too many wet spots in Iowa this past summer. We seem to get along with some timely rains around here in our neck of the woods. I think we came out on the good end of that.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I know I've talked to a producer over around Neola, and he said just a small pocket area. He said he had trouble, but he said he had a farm up by Harlan that did great. So there's always those pockets where things didn't go as well.
Yeah, you bet. Not so specifically to the soybean industry itself, but a couple of other issues that have been constantly bantied about here. You know, of course, the farm bill is always something that everybody watches, but taxes, tax policies, things like that, it's been talked so much about here lately, and it affects all producers, not just the soybean producers. But I assume that folks that are producing at home, especially running their own operations, are probably watching all of this activity pretty closely.
Oh, we are. We are. And it was brought up this morning, too. You know, the House bill is different than the Senate bill. They're going to have a conference and try to hash out the differences. So we don't know what's set in stone for sure yet, because they've got to hash out those differences. And tax policy will affect everybody in the country. Doesn't matter whether you're a farmer or whether you're a businessman in New York City. It could have a huge impact on what happens.
It could, but it seems like in an industry where, you know, work is home and home is work, when you're producing out there, it just seems like it's so much more critical. You're so much more concerned to want to keep hands on as to exactly what's going to happen, how that's going to affect me personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course we are. And I hate to say it, right? You need to contact, if you have a concern, to contact your representative, whether it's a senator or a congressman, to let them know what your concerns are. Research as much as you can to make an informed call to them about what your concerns are, if you have some.
You bet. That's why they have addresses and phone numbers. You bet.
That's right.
Hey, I want to just ask you a little bit. How long have you been involved in the Iowa Soybean Association?
Well, I've been a member of the Iowa Soybean Association since 1982. This is only my, I have to think, this is my fourth or this is my fifth year on the board.
Okay. It's been a good experience for you?
It's been a phenomenal experience. I've learned so much. It's just amazing what's going on out there. You know, I say I live in my own little world, and you really do, compared to seeing how they farm in other countries, how the trade works, what your buyers are looking for, what they want. It's been very enlightening.
It seems like there are so many more of these trade trips these days, and you learn so much more from those things, being able to talk face-to-face with some of these folks and see firsthand some of the operations.
It is. It's when I was in China in September, the Hopeful Company, that's a huge soybean crusher, they even have their own Panamax ships to get the beans to them. They went to control of their supply. That's why they own their own ships, so they don't have to rent them from somebody. You know, they don't have to worry about strikes. They can. They even have a. They have a soybean port in Brazil, but they still buy most of their soybeans from the U.S. They want to be able to track that product from beginning to end, and that it's pretty amazing. They use the barcodes even on bags of feed, on trucks of bean meal, bottles of soybean oil. They want to keep track of everything.
But we're never too old to learn, are we?
No, we aren't. It's pretty amazing how advanced some of these countries are on what they are doing and their industry.
Absolutely.
It's very enlightening.
Yes, it is.
You don't think about those things when you're planting this soybean in the spring where it's going to end up.
No. But it is a pretty amazing journey, you betcha.
Yes, it is.
Well, Bill, I know you've got lots of things to do there. Thank you so much for sneaking out a little bit of time for us here today, and best of luck to you and the folks there, and we hope for another, let's hope for another fantastic growing season again coming up next year.
Well, I sure hope so. My banker hopes so, too.